I love it when kids are so excited about the children's time that they come down early. I love that. That makes me excited, makes me feel good. When I was in first grade, my family moved from Tennessee, way far away, to a place called Arizona. And I was in a brand new school, of course. Nothing looked like it did back here in Tennessee. Here we had green, rolling hills out there. There were mountains in the distance, but there was sand everywhere. There weren't many trees at all. There were tumbleweeds. You would find a cactus every now and again, but it looked really, really different. I started a new class right in the middle of first grade, and fortunately, I was able to make some friends, and among those friends was a set of twins. And one day, those twin girls walked home with me. I finally learned my way how to walk from the trailer where we lived to the school, to Sierra Vista Elementary School. And so they walked home with me. And as my mom fixed supper, we would lay on the floor and we would color and talk and we just had a fun time. And then I thought, being a gentleman, I would walk them home. And so I did. I walked them back to where they lived. But I didn't pay much attention to the way. So when I got to their house and I said goodbye, I realized I had no idea how to get back to my trailer, to where we lived. I got really scared. And I think the older sister must have noticed this because she said, "Do you know how to get home?" I had to admit, no, I really didn't. I was a little ashamed. But she just stopped what she was doing and she said, "That's okay, I'll walk you home." So she walked me back to where I live. We found it together. And then, of course, she knew her way back home. I don't remember any of their names, but what I remember is the kindness of that older sister. The fact that when I was silly enough to walk, to try to do something nice and walk my friends home, and didn't know my own way home, she stopped what she was doing. She took time out of her afternoon, and she walked me back. That kind of kindness is what I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes. Everything that John the Baptist talks about is really about kindness, about how we share with each other, how we make sure everybody has what they need, and how we, instead of using what we have to hurt people, we use what we have to help people. So as you hear the stories I tell, think about the story of me not knowing my way home and the kindness of that older sister, because I think you'll find some people like that in these stories in the sermon as well. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us people to show us kindness. And thank you for giving us people to whom we can show kindness. Thank you for showing your kindness to us by coming as one of us in Jesus Christ so we might know your kindness and love and have it to share with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming down.